Hi, welcome back to Social Anxiety Life. This is our season one review. In this episode, we will discuss how our podcast started, topics that we've discussed, the impact, some challenges and successes, and what's to come in season two.
Thinking about how this all started, I remember it was around this time last year where we were sat in the pub,
yes,
with flavoured water, discussing the idea of doing a podcast to spread awareness of social anxiety. And when we sat down, we spoke and we were very keen to go ahead with it. And it got towards March when we decided to actually give it a go. And thinking about what we've talked about, I think back to episode one. And I remember we sat in your front room for episode one. And it felt very much a step into the unknown.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit daunting for both of us, wasn't it? Because we talked about it for so long and then it sort of became a reality. And I think we both wanted to do it justice, do a really good job of it. So we were very aware that we wanted to talk quite openly, but obviously it was really new for both of us.
I think touching on the logistics of recording the podcast, it's very much talking into the computer.
Yeah.
And then listening back to it afterwards, because I wouldn't listen to my own voice for ages.
To begin with, I absolutely did not like listening back to episodes. I think we've both got a little bit more used to it now.
I mean, episode one covered a lot of ground, if I remember rightly. We talked a lot about things. And I think on reflection now, I think later on in season one, we did two episodes where we interviewed each other.
Yeah.
And maybe on reflection, they probably should have been the starter episodes, possibly.
Yeah, to sort of, I suppose, introduce ourselves to people before we were maybe talking more generally about anxiety.
I noticed a distinct difference in how the podcast sounded when we got to episode 7 and 8, where we talked specifically about one aspect of social anxiety, which was overthinking. Those two episodes for me made me think, yeah, this sounds good now. This sounds really good, where we'd collected contributions in from listeners and we were able to feed those in to the episodes themselves. And it sounded much more fluid, because I think the earlier episode was talk, read the cues to when someone's finished saying something, when it's your turn to speak. But it's the earlier episodes, I think, if you're looking at it from the number of people who've listened, it's the earlier episodes, which episodes 1 and 2, which got the most listens, as well as episode 7. Mm-hmm. But by far and away, the one that got the most listens to, and I really don't understand the logic, is when we did episode 9, we did an episode about counselling and the role of counselling.
Yeah.
And we released like a very short 30-second sneak peek of that. And that's got over 300 listens.
Which is amazing.
It's amazing, but it doesn't seem logical about why that got so many.
Maybe because it's 30 seconds.
maybe it's because it's so short and to the point. I think when the episodes have got more specific, it feels better. It felt better doing that.
Yeah, I think we both felt a change around that episode on overthinking, because I think we both really enjoyed talking about it and really delving into it quite deeply. But as you said, I think once contributions started coming in, that made a real impact, because as lovely as it is for us to talk to each other about our experiences, it's always really nice to hear from other people. And I think sometimes other people's contributions maybe put a different perspective on things for us.
I think immediately after episode one went out, that's when lots of feedback came in.
Yeah.
Because some people had no idea that, I mean, from my point of view, they didn't think I had social anxiety, or they found it quite difficult to get their heads around it. And at the same time as having that confidence to do something about it.
Yeah, and I think this might have been mentioned in a previous episode. After that first episode went out, actually a few people sort of talked to me about the episode and said, oh, I experienced that, and actually were opening up to me about relating to things we were talking about. And I was surprised by some of the people that were saying that to me. So that was really nice.
It leaves a true impact. You know, the impact of the content that we've put out must have resonated with people, because the feedback that we get about it has been really good.
Yeah, really positive. And as I said, the contributions have been really helpful to us as well.
Yeah, I think the contributions we had via the Facebook group, Instagram, WhatsApp, whatever form or platform people wanted to use, the feedback's been really good. And I think in some episodes, particularly the sleep episodes, there was a lot that came in during that. And those two episodes were that topic in particular was ones that we had the most contributions for.
Yeah, the most input for.
And the people giving their insights into how they feel and how they relate to the topic being discussed was a real eye-opener for me, because sometimes you think you're on your own with it. And I think the whole podcast has given a sense of community and belonging and realising that you're not on your own with it. And as you said, there are people who maybe I wrongly assumed don't have any kind of anxiety at all. And they've actually said they do have some kind of social anxiety, whether it's with friends, family, whatever situation it is. It's quite eye-opening.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've had a few people comment on the fact that the podcast has helped them to understand me better, because maybe as openly as I try to talk about it, as we have said and touched on many times, it's not always the easiest thing to talk about. And I think the podcast has been a great way to sort of let people know how we feel and the things that we struggle with.
I mean, on that note, and this happened this week, actually. So a mutual friend of ours messaged me about a special occasion that they've got next year.
Yes.
And the person, I knew they were understanding, but this person said that, I want to invite you to the celebration because I want you to be there.
Yeah.
But they also included in their message the, if I found it too much or if it would be overwhelming, then we'll sort something else out for a different time. And that, for me, that's impact. That's real impact there.
Yeah.
That someone recognises how overwhelming the social situation is and providing an alternative. That was really quite...
I mean, that's really lovely that person has recognised ways to support you.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really quite touching. It almost leads it on to now. During the podcast, there has been challenges, and some of the challenges have been technical. It's getting your head around what to do in order to put the podcast out there. Because I think with episode one, it's just recorded it, added a couple of jingles to it, and send it out.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I think we started with a microphone, didn't work, and then had to sort of adapt.
Yeah, I think finding the way through the technical labyrinth, as it were, the technical labyrinth of what to do. Because even sort of putting together like a trailer, you've got to put the whole episode on first, cut out the bit that you want, do a little graphic for it and everything. So those sort of bits you learn along the way. Challenges as well, maybe along the lines of when we're actually recording, someone commented how professional it sounded. And I agree, it does sound very professional, but it doesn't always go to plan. No.
Yes, we've had quite a few interruptions, mistakes, little things where we've had to stop and restart. That's happened quite a few times.
Yeah, it always happens. 90% of the time, usually at the start.
Yes.
You've introduced the episode and then you've lost your train of thought straight away, and then it descends into giggles or not knowing what to say or just being frustrated that you don't know what to
say. We've got a lot of bloopers from the course of the podcast.
Yeah, and whether we release those or not is another matter. It's another matter, because that's probably a whole episode on its on its own. The successes then are definitely people being aware of it and other people wanting to help, having increased awareness about it. And, you know, the listening figures speak for themselves. I mean, the podcast is there across a number of platforms, and we are approaching 2,000.
Yeah, which is amazing, because I remember early conversations at the beginning of when we were creating this podcast of saying, wow, imagine if we got 20 listens. Imagine. And then I remember us being very excited when we hit 100. So the fact that we are up there in the thousands now is amazing.
It's quite astonishing, that. I think also the Christmas episode, someone actually messaged me about the Christmas episode and said it was wonderful, which it does sound wonderful. They said for season two about having guests onto the podcast. How do you feel about having guests onto the podcast?
So we've discussed this almost every week. I feel like we have this discussion. I would absolutely love to have a guest on the podcast. I think it's a question of who it would be, because obviously we would want a person who would specifically want to talk about and have experience with social anxiety. But I think it would be amazing. We love the contributions we get. So if we could have another person as a special guest who was comfortable to talk about what we talk about, I think that would be amazing.
I mean, don't get us wrong, we have had people message us in. Almost all of them refer to anxiety of some sort, but because we're discussing quite a specific form of anxiety, we want to see the word social anxiety in their spiel to us, as it were.
Yeah.
We want them to truly understand what we're about, and we want them to be able to suggest and talk about something maybe we haven't spoken about.
Absolutely.
Yet. Yeah. Which brings us on to the future direction of the podcast, where if you listen to our Christmas episode, you'll know that season two is in the pipeline.
Yes.
And there are a number of episodes that we are considering recording and then sharing with you. And they include quite a lot of things. And the first episode of season two, we thought we'd talk about putting a positive spin on social anxiety, because we've talked about social anxiety having the symptoms of overthinking, not feeling good about yourself, etc., which are quite negative thoughts. But inspired by an Instagram post, it considers whether social anxiety is actually a positive thing to have. And there's a lot of things, I think, there to maybe consider. Other things that we would like to speak about are things like your body language. Does that affect social anxiety? Because I find that sometimes I'm in a situation, I'm doing stuff, I thought, oh no, it looks really bad, or I look like a right fool doing that. How you present yourself, so your body image, phones and social anxiety. And interestingly, we had a contribution on the Facebook group about social anxiety and alcohol.
Right, yes.
And that definitely is on the list. That would be a very interesting episode.
Very interesting episode, yeah. And you said that you had a contribution, was it today or yesterday? And I think it's a fantastic idea for an episode.
Yes, so a anonymous listener.
Yes.
From an undisclosed London location.
Yes, we will not name.
Suggested that we talk about if social anxiety changes with age.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a very, very good topic, because there's a lot there.
Yeah, there would be a lot to unpack, a lot to discuss. And I feel like we could get some really great contributions for that episode as well.
And bringing also into possible episodes, we talked in one episode about the link between social anxiety, introversion and autism. Mm-hmm. Another suggestion that came in was whether sensory overload contributes to social anxiety. I know that we alluded to this in the Christmas episode where we talked about, you know, being bombarded with Christmas decorations, Christmas lights, traditions, different ways, different social occasions, etc. So that's a definite episode there. Thinking about whether social anxiety is hereditary.
Yeah.
Whether it comes from your parents. And also sort of walking in somewhere on your own.
Yeah.
Because I know I talked earlier in the earlier episodes, like I do go to places on my own. I go to bars and clubs on my own. I know that we've also spoken about the word quiet being used in a negative way.
Yeah.
So saying that you're quiet, there's a assumption there that there's something not going as well as it should be.
Yeah, it has a very negative connotation when it's said a lot of the time.
So I think season one even, there's been so many positive benefits from it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we sit here, like we're in my flat at the moment, mm-hmm. huddled around this laptop, yeah. speaking into the laptop's microphone. And it's gone better than we thought it, much better than we thought it would.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is very much down to everyone who listens and continues to listen, everyone who is in the Facebook group, who contributes ideas and suggestions. That's sort of made all the difference, really.
So all that's left for us to say is thank you for listening. Thank you for your comments. And we'd be really interested in if season one or any episodes of season one's had a particular impact on you. We invite you to email us at socialanxietylife2023@gmail.com or record a comment onto the Spotify page. If you want to be very fancy, you can leave us a voice message on Spotify as well. So that is our season one wrap up.
Amazing. Thank you so much, everyone. And we'll see you in 2024.
Thank you.
Bye.